I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. You made it all the way through that segment. How'd you like it? Was it like a 5-star segment? Well, prove it to us. We'd love a review and 5 stars if you got the time. Thanks a lot for listening.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
By the way, that was a joke. It's illegal not to have insurance.
We said that. Okay. Hopefully people realize that.
For legal reasons.
You'd be surprised today.
Yeah. Okay, one of the Kardashians, according to a grocery store employee, is pregnant. This is basically like somebody on Twitter going, somebody's pregnant. It feels a little not credible. But
it sounds a whole lot not credible.
It sounds a whole lot not credible. But one of my favorite comedians, Daniel Tosh, was on his podcast and said that he is the one that had this conversation. So he said that he was at a grocery store that he frequents in California, and they were closed for like an entire day yesterday when I guess he was going to go get his groceries. And he asked one of the employees that worked there, he was like, why was this shut down for the entire day? It's a Monday. This is Publix or Kroger or whatever. It's very odd for you guys to be shut down for an entire workday. And I guess the grocery store employee said that there was a pretty good reason from the Kardashians.
You ever talk to employees at grocery stores?
A little bit.
I try to avoid it. Anyway, I was talking to this guy, and I said, why were you guys closed yesterday? And he tells me, he goes, well, I'm not supposed to discuss it, but Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the show, was filming their season finale here yesterday. All right, spoiler alert, this is for the upcoming season of the show. This is the big season finale. This random grocery store person is telling me that they rented out the entire store, shut it down, and then they acted like they were grocery shopping, and then this was the scene that apparently happened, that Kylie reveals that she's pregnant again with, wait for it, Timothy Chalamet's kid.
What?
Holy moly, what a bombshell. Mm-hmm. That's big. That's big news in our household because we love Wonka.
No.
Now he's going to have a baby with Kylie. Now, this might not be true. I'm not verifying anything. This is just what an employee at a grocery store in Malibu told me.
Just what you hear.
Isn't that neat?
The real bombshell here is that Daniel Tosh is still doing something. I haven't heard his name in years. I used to love that show.
He's flying under the radar for sure. People are making all kinds of jokes like, Timothy Chalamet looks like a sickly Victorian child. The fact that he can procreate is shocking.
What? Wow. That is a good-looking kid.
I mean, he's good-looking in like a 1850s kind of way. Like when he was in Little Women, I was like, this adds up.
So why would she reveal that information at a grocery store? Because like, they're buying a pregnancy test?
Like Kardashians, they're just like us. Yeah, look at them buying their own produce after renting out the entire Albertsons.
So weird.
Yeah, but weird. I mean, if that's true, though, that's big news.
That's huge.
It's huge news. And she's been really good at hiding her pregnancies in the past. So it's very shocking that just this random grocery store clerk has now revealed all this information.
I would assume, though, if they closed down the entire store, they made all those employees sign an NDA.
Yes, yeah, so this guy's pretty stupid is what I'm hearing.
Busted.
Busted. Okay, we almost didn't get one of the most iconic movie songs of all time. Kristen sent me this, where Celine Dion was talking to Vogue about some of her most iconic looks, and she was talking about one that she wore when she sang My Heart Will Go On at the Oscars. And she said, yeah, apparently James Cameron didn't even want her singing it in the movie.
The writer came, I think, secretly, and I was in Las Vegas. Renee and I were there, and he started to play us the song. Yeah, far, wherever you. And my husband is watching me, and he's watching him. And he said, James, we should stop right now. And I'm looking at Renee, and I'm like this. I don't want to sing the song. So he says to the writer, he says, James, I have an idea. Why don't we just go to Los Angeles? We'll do like a little maquette, a little demo. She can put her voice on it.
So they end up flying out to LA, doing the demo. Get this. She does the vocals in one take.
Dang.
The song that we know and love today was her doing the demo, trying to convince James Cameron to put her in the song, even though she seemed very reluctant about it.
Really?
One take. And that's what's created this iconic song that almost wasn't even in the film.
I can't do a 30-second commercial in one take.
Yeah, like James Cameron didn't want anybody singing on the song. Like, he just wanted instrumentals.
Wow.
Like he was against the whole entire thing. And then she cuts the demo, and then the demo becomes the song. The song gets in the movie, it becomes one of the greatest songs of all time, and then it wins an Oscar with her wearing the Heart of the Ocean necklace on stage.
It's such an iconic moment. Yeah. And there's something about a specific song attached to a movie that makes you remember the movie more. Like, I feel like every big film has that soundtrack that when you hear it, you immediately get taken back to a scene.
God, do you remember the movie with Renee Zellweger and Tom Cruise?
Jerry Maguire?
Yes, and that Secret Garden song with Bruce Springsteen, and they had the two of them talking in the background of it or whatever.
And every radio station in America was playing that song
incessantly.
With clips from the movie. So cheesy. But damn, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, man, I hate that song.
You had me at hello. All right, HarperCollins is holding off on putting out Rebel Wilson's memoir, all because of one page. I'll tell you what's been redacted on your next Eva's on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.